House Democrats go to El Salvador for accused MS-13 gang member, ignore migrant crimes in their states. By John Binder on April 21, 2025. A group of House Democrats is traveling to El Salvador to demand the return of a deported illegal alien, accused of MS-13 gang membership, domestic abuse, and human trafficking, while at the same time ignoring migrant crime in the states they represent. Reps. Robert Garcia, DCA, Maxwell Frost, DFL, Yasemin Ansari, Diaz, and Maxine Dexter, DIR, are following Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, by traveling to El Salvador on Monday to demand that President Nayib Bukele release Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an illegal alien native of El Salvador who is accused of being an MS-13 gang member, beating his wife, and being involved in a human trafficking operation in the United States. Bukele has already made clear that Abrego Garcia will not be returned to the United States. President Donald Trump deported Abrego Garcia last month as part of two deportation flights filled with accused gang members from MS-13 in Trinidad, Aragua. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is a MS-13 gang member, illegal alien from El Salvador, and suspected human trafficker. The facts reveal he was pulled over with eight individuals in a car on an admitted three-day journey from Texas to Maryland with no luggage. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. The facts speak for themselves, and they reek of human trafficking. The media's sympathetic narrative about this criminal illegal gang member has completely fallen apart. We hear far too much about the gang members and criminals' false sob stories and not enough about their victims. Emphasis added. In a news release from the White House on Monday, Trump officials accused Garcia, Frost, Ansari, and Dexter of carrying out an apology tour for deported illegal aliens like Abrego Garcia. While the group of House Democrats travels to El Salvador, migrants have been accused of committing crimes against Americans in their states. Most prominently, Garcia has been silent over the murder of 13-year-old Oscar Hernandez in his sanctuary state of California. According to police, 41-year-old illegal alien Mario Edgardo Garcia Aquino of El Salvador raped Hernandez and then murdered him, leaving his body on the side of a road in Ventura County. Likewise, in Florida, where Frost represents the 10th District, several illegal aliens who are allegedly members of Trinidad Aragua have been arrested. In the Orlando metro area, which Frost represents, a suspected Trinidad Aragua gang member was arrested on human trafficking charges. Another Trinidad Aragua gang member was arrested this month in Orlando. Also near Orlando, a Belle Isle police officer was sent to the hospital with injuries following a crash allegedly caused by an illegal alien from Mexico. She had been living in the United States for 11 years when the crash occurred. In the sanctuary state of Oregon, where Dexter represents the 3rd District, an illegal alien wanted for rape and sexual assault in Washington County has been arrested in Florida. The illegal alien had been able to evade the charges against him because Oregon officials would not extradite him. In Arizona, where Ansari represents parts of Phoenix, an illegal alien was arrested less than 2 weeks ago after he crossed the southern border despite having been deported from the U.S. in 2008 following an aggravated assault conviction. The illegal alien has been wanted for murder in Mexico since 2009. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.